Joining me today is Damian Clark, coming to us from Appomattox High School in Appomattox, Virginia. He's going to be talking to us all about his supervised agricultural experience today. Damian, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Oh, great. I'm looking forward to hearing about your FFA experience, and we're going to jump into that here real quick. I'd like to ask you just a few questions about you so our audience can get to know who they're listening to. Well, how old are you now, Damian?
Oh, I'm 19.
Okay. And when you're at home, are you in town, on a farm, or something kind of in between?
Yeah, I live on a farm, yes.
Okay. And what do y'all do on your farm?
We raise cows, pigs, chickens.
And how long has your family been involved in doing this?
We've been involved in farming for about 5-6 years.
Okay. So this is something that's relatively new to your family.
Well, it's been going on from past generations, but we don't ones that's really gotten more into it. The reason I say we got more into it is because we've expanded to raising more different things, because past generations, they stuck to hogs and like chickens and all that. So we're going into something new with raising cows.
Okay, good for you guys. All right. Well, how long have you been part of the FFA, Damian?
I've been part of the FFA for about 5 years.
Okay. What brought you in? What made you want to join this organization?
Well, I've always liked farming, and I wanted to learn more about it. Mm-hmm. So when I got into high school, decided to take FFA class, and that got me more and more motivated to stay in it.
Well, what have you always liked about farming? What is it about it that kind of draws you towards it?
I've liked to see things grow and like see how everything works.
Well, you're raising all these different species of livestock on your farm. Do you have a favorite?
I would say cows.
Well, so you've spent all that time in the FFA. I always like to acknowledge who our FFA advisors have been. Who have those folks been for you, Damian?
Oh, my FFA advisors were Mr. McCann and Ms. Duncan.
Very good. Well, thank you for acknowledging them. And well, let's talk about your supervised agricultural experience. So I'd like to learn and know more about what you were doing through high school for your SAE.
I was doing wood production. Well, I would top trees, sell firewood, and that sort of thing with wood production.
Is this like a tree service business that you started or something like that?
Yes, Clark's Tree Service.
And this is still a company that you're operating today?
Yes, me and my dad, yes.
Very cool. Are you collecting firewood from the jobs you're doing all year, then selling it in the fall? Is that how that works?
Yes.
So what do most people hire you for? What kind of tree work do folks need out there in Appomattox, Virginia?
Tree toppings. Like you have a house and the tree's on top of your house. You want to get it back off your house. Uh-huh. And we cut down trees.
Well, so how long have you been involved in working the tree business with your father?
All my life.
Okay, so you've been learning for a long, long time about the right way to make cuts and all of that, I would assume. Now, how do you guys find your customers? How do folks know where to find you, or if they need your help, they can come to you?
Well, we make cards and we hand them out residentially. So mm-hmm. if anybody needs, they'll spread them out from there because recommending. Sometimes use Facebook.
Okay. And so do you have a busy season and a slow season when it comes to the tree business?
Busy is when it's mainly summertime, mm-hmm. going into early fall. Then the slow time is when it's winter.
And so what do you do during the winter to make a living? Are you able to just focus on farming at that point, or do you do something else?
We do farming, and then we do the firewood.
Okay. What do you think about owning and operating your own business? Is watching your dad doing this and kind of growing up in this business, does it make you want to have and work for yourself?
Yeah, it's very fun to do.
Not many
people like doing that kind of work.
Yeah, but you like that, being outside and kind of working with your body?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. And so there's got to be parts of it you really enjoy, and I'm sure there's a parts of it that you don't enjoy as much. So what's your favorite part of the business? What do you like doing the most?
My favorite part of the business is get danger away from people, such as when, like I was telling before, how mm-hmm. trees are over the houses.
Yeah.
Is to get all that stuff off the house so it wouldn't cause no damage to mm-hmm. who's ever living there.
So you serving people and helping them out, that's your favorite part.
Yeah.
Cool. Good for you, Damian. Well, is this something, when you look forward, this is something you want to continue to do, maybe take over this business at some point?
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing this. I really enjoyed hearing about it and really enjoyed getting to know you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.